you'll have to grow a beard or get you an artificial one or something. Maybe, yeah, there we go. That's right there. That looks bearded there. Looks like Santa Claus. Santa Ma or whatever. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking in St. John chapter number 8. St. John chapter 8. As you look there in the passage there in St. John chapter number 8, we'll stand together if you're able to. And we'll look at a passage or two there this night. All right, in the book of John, St. John chapter number 8. Looking about verse number 30. And as he spake these words, many believed on him. This is the Lord Jesus Christ that's speaking. He's the one that's there. He's the one that's trying to get their attention. And there's many of them, as he spake, they believed on him. All right, verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Let me tell you right now, here's how you can tell somebody that's been born again, they continue in the word of the Lord. And then he said in verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you now for the fact that you've given us thy word. Thy word is true. Thank you for giving us the Spirit of God to lead, guide, and direct us therein. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen, thank you, and be seated. When we look into this lesson here, I want to preach a little while this evening on if you continue in my word. And now that's a message that's pointed strictly from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's opening his mouth. He's speaking there. People that are listening. In fact, it stirred some of them to even make some kind of profession. And he said, now, here you're... excuse me, you that are believing, if you continue in my word, what you got's real. If you fizzle out, what you got's not. In that lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you, there's a lot of people started down. And tonight, let me tell you, there's a lot of people that fizzled out. Some of them, you know, after 30 days, I preached a message somewhere, I used to have it, because we live in the day of the 30-day profession. After somebody walks down the aisle, they make a profession. In 30 days, the FBI can't find them. Let me tell you, Jesus said that if you continue in my word, here's how I don't care if it's my kin folks or your kin folks, somebody you're working with, going to school with, here the proof of the pudding is that if you start out with God, you won't fizzle out down the road. And yet that's the reason why people find themselves digging their own grave and going to hell in a handbasket, and they feel good about themselves like they are without the need to repent. They don't have a clue how they got to where they claim they're going or nothing about it. But in this lesson we're looking at, let me tell you, there's a lot of things in chapter 8 that took place. There was a woman taken in adultery that they brought and set before him, wanted to stone her to death, didn't bring their buddy, didn't bring the man that they showed favoritism to. I got to tell you, there's some people that I'd bury the hatchet in a hurry tonight over any issue that ever arose. And there's some others that I'd have to stop and think on it a minute. That's the way we are. Because, you know, it's our favorite friend or our favorite this or that. Our son, our daughter, our wife, our spouse, rather. See? And so as a result of that, I was going to tell Carter if he'd listen to me a little bit tonight, he's not going to be sleeping with his mama and daddy. He ought to get a 50% discount, save $2,000 on this deal because daddy can't be there. All right, here we go. Moving right along. Listen, the Bible said that whenever you come to know the Lord, that if you continue, that's the proof of being able to get born again, is that you just keep right on keeping on. You'll see somebody down the road after you've gotten saved many moons back, and they'll say, well, I never figured. I was betting money you wouldn't have lasted till now. You know the reason why? That's probably coming from the ideology of somebody that's not real. Somebody that started out, but they fizzled out a long time ago. I got to tell you, make no mistake about it, that if a person gets born again, they'll be continuing in the word of the Lord. And I don't care if you live 30 years or 100, you'll still be serving God in spirit and truth. Now, you may be out of your mind and not know who you are and who brought you and all that business there, but if you're a child of God, as long as you've got your sensibility about you, make no mistake about it, you'll continue on. Somebody's going to tell you one of these days, well, I know some people that don't go to church nowhere that I believe are good Christian people. Well, no, you don't, and you're just stupid for saying that and never say it again. As a result, you better side with the Lord. If you're a child of God, you'll continue in the word of the Lord. And let me say to you that, if you will, that when you begin to watch in this lesson here that we're looking at, is that notice in verse number 19. And they said unto him, "Where is thy father?" And Jesus answered, "You neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also." He was teaching this in the temple, by the way. You can go down through there looking at it. I want to say to you that when you begin to read the word of the Lord and you begin to see that, is that men get real offended, according to verse number 44 of chapter number 8, they get real offended at one thing, and that's the word of the Lord. There's a lot of people that like me because I'm a pretty nice guy. But when you preach in the word of the Lord, then it goes to rubbing them the wrong direction. I've had people that literally told me and said, "Preacher, that kind of rubbed me the wrong direction." Well, turn around then. See? And you'll be headed the right direction. In chapter number 8, verse 44, look at the passage. "Ye are of your father the devil." Whew, boy, that's pointed preaching, isn't it? "He said, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Now I want to say to you that when you look into this Bible lesson, is that what we need to realize and know, all these boys and girls and these young people that are here, you ought to always tell the truth. You know, a lie will catch up with you. I've had some people, you know, that were just blatant liars. And let me tell you, when you get caught in it, from now on, there's always a question mark of what you're saying. And you got to be proven about what you're claiming, because you've already been proven that you will lie. See? You always be honest and upfront. And I realize, though, that there's going to be a temptation when your mama's caught you with that schoolwork that ain't completely done right. And all that business is going to be a temptation for you to lie. But it's not going to change things any. I've seen people, you know, that lied. Kids lied to parents. Parents lied to their kids. I've seen people, you know, up and down the road of life that on the job. Don't you hate it whenever your boss just blight and lies to you? I must be in a room full of victims of lying or somehow or another. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at here, you'll find out that here's what he's saying in that passage we just read. You know, men are lost without hope. They're without God. And let me tell you something, men are lazy. And rather than to find out, is this the truth or not? And the reason being is because men are prone to be liars. You know, the Bible said over there that one of the things that all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. You know, people will lie about everything under the sun, lie about being saved, lie about the way of salvation. Most of them just don't even know the way of salvation. But let me say to you, when you look into it, is that the Lord Jesus Christ knows how to pull the mask off of us. And the proof of real believing, the proof of really being born again, is continuing in the word of the Lord. Now, we live in a world that hates the word of God, they hate the truth. And let me tell you right now, is you're going to find out that when you look into this Bible lesson that's here, you'll find there's people that are in the world, they'd rather you tell them a lie or a fable. That's what a fable is. They'd rather hear a fable than they have the truth of God. The time would come they'd not endure sound doctrine, but heap to themselves teachers and given ear to a fable. And they'd listen to something that's made up, and that's really what they like and what they want. Turn to fables. Remember over there in 2 Timothy, don't turn to that, but in chapter number 3 and about verse number 7, whenever he said that crowd, there were those that were ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I got to tell you right now, you know what's wrong with the day and hour we're living in? What's wrong across the country? The average preacher, he don't know but two or three things. And every time he preaches, that's what it's going to be on. If it's a Jack Hiles, I call him a jackass Hiles, but Jack Hiles, let's just say that group there, he's dead and gone, but he left his mark on the land, and what a nasty mark it is. And everything they do, he was soul winning this, soul winning that, everything was about soul winning. It didn't matter that his son was committing adultery, and he is committing adultery, and it didn't matter about all that. Everything was about soul winning to where they could build their religious business. And every time they came to a passage, if they read over there in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God intended for us to be a soul winner. And if you're not soul winning tonight, and they take off on that. And then they'd read another, you know, that the Bible said all liars have their part in the lake of fire. You know why? They weren't soul winners. That's why. That's all they knew. That's all they have. Other preachers, you know, the only message they've got is women wearing breeches. So if sooner or later, every message and a half or every sometime too, and does that need to be preached on? Yes. Oh, yes, it does. But that ain't the only message that's in the Bible. It's awful quiet, and I appreciate the amens. I ain't got to have none of them, but it's the better if you begin to have that, see. Yeah. Some preachers, you know, hung up on baptism, hung up on this or that. Yep. I just got to say to you that, if you will, that you had just better saturate your heart and mind with the blessed Word of the Lord. And listen, you know that the Bible said that we ought to write and divide the Word of truth. His Word is the truth. And make no mistake about it, when you begin to look into this Bible lesson that's here tonight, is that you'll find that men, they don't really love the truth as much as they just love religion and being able to present whatever they consider makes them feel good about themselves, like they are, without the need to repent. That's called psychology. In the book of Psalm, chapter number 58, again, got to turn there, but the Bible said in about verse number 3 that the wicked, they go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Jesus said the reason why you love lying, your father's a liar. Talking about your father, the devil. And you either got the heavenly father as your father or the devil as your father, one of the two. And this Bible said that when he spoke a lie, that he speaks of his own because the truth's not in him. Over there in the book of Psalm 62, it's about verse number 4. You're going to find out people that delighted in lies. They'd rather go ahead and believe a lie and be damned than to trust the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be born again. Isaiah 28, verse 15, you're going to find out there are those that made lies their refuge. They think they're going to cover their selves, cover their sin, cover their life with lying. But one of these days, God will pull their mask off and show them themselves like he really sees them. I got to tell you right now, we live in a world of perversion among even fundamental Baptist churches. And nobody wants to say anything about that and all that business there. I've exposed some of these fellas for who they were, because let me tell you right now, when you're chasing a little black girl 15 years old and you're a preacher and you're 70, you're chasing her up and down the road and trying to offer her money to entice her to get in the car so you can have a relationship with her, and all. But you're popular among all the other brethren, they'd rather not hear that because that's their friend. You know what that means, don't you? Is that once they finally do get it proven, none of them ever write me or say me or call me. They don't, not one of them ever say, "You hit the nail on the head. Thank you very much for having the boldness to do that." It's always, "I got the lockjaw, and they're ready to be, go ahead. Don't say nothing about my." You know the reason why they're all of them patting each other on the back? They all of them got something on each other they won't try to hide. If you ain't got anything to hide, you can tell the truth. And Jesus said you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out, here's what he says over there in the book of John, chapter number 10. I'll give you a moment to find that. Now, I want you to look in John 8, verse 47. This is what we're looking at right here. Here's a passage you need to write down in the table of your heart. Here's a passage you need to remember in the margin of your Bible, John 8, verse 47. The Bible said that he that is of God heareth God's words. Look at it. Ye therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Amen. Next time you're talking to somebody, whether they be a friend or family or kinfolk, and you give them the passage of the scripture and they, "Well, I don't see it that way." Well, the reason you don't believe it is because you're not of God. If you were of God, you would hear and believe God's words. Now, that's very cut and dry. Over there in the book of John, chapter number 10, about verse number 26, he said, "You believe me not because you're not of my sheep." And boy, let me tell you, isn't that something? Somebody said, I don't believe what you're preaching. Okay, that's fine. Jesus said, "You're not of my sheep." Because they told him, and boy, they got in an argument. How'd you like to be sitting around with a crowd that's arguing with Jesus Christ about what he's preaching, about what he had to say? All right, last but not least, let me tell you. The Bible says in John chapter number 18, it's about verse number 37. When you look into that passage, it's there. Chapter 18, St. John, about verse number 37. In the lesson you're looking at, he said, Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou king then? And Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am. And then he said, To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world. And he says, as a result, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Now notice what he tells old Pilate. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. That's simple, isn't it? I mean, I've had people in days going by and say, well, I don't know if I believe this or that you said. And then you open it up and show them the chapter, the book, the verse. Here's what Jesus said. And sometimes they'll just look dumbfounded and, I guess, argue with him. Yeah. See, make no mistake about it. And they always want, well, you go ahead and have it your way. They got that Burger King religion, you know. Some of you don't like Burger King. I realize and know that it makes you belch a lot and all this right there, and so that's fine, and I'm not knocking that. I just know that a lot of people want to do that. They want to have it their own way. Yes, sir. I wonder tonight, do you realize and know the reason why that you've continued this far walking with God and talking with God and being in fellowship with God and, yeah, being a witness for the cause of Christ, but that ain't all of it. Have you ever noticed the reason why you keep doing that? I'll tell you why. Because of greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. Some of you have been tempted to quit, and I've not been tempted to quit in a long time. I used to be tempted every Monday morning. Every Monday morning. There was a fellow, see, what was his name? Willie something or another. Willie Cosby, was that his name? Yeah. Willie Cosby, he was a fellow, you'd like him. Old motorcycle gang rider, kind of skinny and all that, and not a very tall fellow. But he was preaching for us over there one time at an old church in Houston. And man, I'm telling you, he was getting it on. And he got down and he said, can anybody in here speak Polish? No. Anybody here read Polish? Anybody here that's able to understand Polish? Nobody. How's it feel to be dumber than a Polack? And then he just died laughing. He had a track ministry, and I mean it was a big, big booming thing and all of that. And he had all them gospel tracks and shit tracks, and I mean by the thousands. And he got a ministry, he called it ministry, that needed support, and he did a good job. And not only that, he covered a lot of ground. And he called it Operation Somebody Cares. And boy, let me tell you, old Willie was busy going at it. He'd come to your church, take some people, they'd go out and hit a neighborhood, and Buddy just plastered it with tracks everywhere. A few years down the road, he said, well, I used to call it Operation Somebody Cares. I'm going to change the name to Operation Nobody Cares. Because it just seems like the further along we go, the less anybody really cares. We're going to be down to nobody before it's over. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's always been that. It'll always be that. And all you got to do is not worry about trying to get everybody else involved in whatever it is that you're trying to get doing. How about you just walking with God and talking with God and enjoying what God has brought your way in life? We was preaching the other day about Elijah. Remember that? He delivered that little sharp message about it's not going to rain anymore. Remember it? And then the Lord gave him direction and said, I want you to go eastward, and I'm going to get you over there by a brook. And I'm going to feed you with some ravens. Now, don't you know that was a lonely place while every day those ravens, he was looking for them to come bring him something to eat. But see, we're not like Elijah was. We got to make something happen and get busy doing something, whether God sent it or not, as long as it makes us feel better. See, when God said, be still and know that I'm God. See? If you be still and know that he's God, you'll have the peace of God that passeth all understanding in your heart, and you can keep your heart and your mind, and he'll keep your heart and your mind until the day comes for you. All that right there. those in here tonight, as we begin to look into it, if you have been born again, you will continue in the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, thank you for loving us while we were unlovable. It may be that somebody tonight say, "Preacher, I just need something real from God." Lord, I pray you'd give it to them as their faith be in thee. There may be somebody needs to be saved. There may be somebody, Lord, that just needs to be able to get a little revival and a little encouragement. Whatever the need is, thou knowest. Thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. In Jesus' name.